This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now here and here on the at the table, so to speak, inside the Maple Pub, the head coach Chase Buford is here. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
So you excited? This is kind of like opening Christmas presents, isn't it?
I'm thrilled. You know, we've been going at each other for a couple weeks now in practice, and to play against a different opponent with a different color jersey, that type of stuff. We're all really excited to get out there and compete.
So you came over and you weren't sure if it had been announced, but Dragan will be in uniform tonight, and you've got some others for Windy City that are going to be here tonight as well that have had some NBA experience.
Yeah, between Dragan, the four other guys on our roster that have NBA experience, and probably four or five for Windy City, there might be close to 10 guys tonight that are playing the league in the last
people
year.
May recognize a few names this evening.
Oh, no doubt. You know, Frank, obviously, College Player of the Year, Denzel Valentine up there as well, P.J. Dozier, a lot of high-level talent on display tonight.
So we were talking earlier when we had Dave Dean, your general manager, on. I was asking him about the philosophy, you know, because, you know, John Horst and Budenholzer, they kind of want things a certain way, and they want to see what you have, whether it's for pieces that can come up and be you know, maybe a role player or something like that. So does the let it fly mentality matriculate down here? Because you got to play it the same but a little bit different.
Oh, no doubt. We want to play as close to the Bucks style and system as we can, and we'll play five out and let it fly when it's there and try to drive it and get to the lane as much as we can. Those are obviously the best shots, and the Bucks are the best in the league at getting those shots to the rim, especially with Giannis. But when the threes are there, we'll take them. We got a lot of good shooters on our team, and we're ready to let it fly.
We were sitting here talking, and you said in the G League is a little different because you can't just tell guys to go shoot because then everybody wants to make a name for themselves, and you do got to kind of rein them in a little bit every now and then, don't you?
For sure. I mean, it's a younger group overall than an NBA team, a little less experience. Like you said, a lot of guys out there kind of trying to make a name, prove themselves in some ways. But how do we get them to play like that within a system is what we're trying to accomplish, especially within the Bucks system. And I think so far it's been pretty good. We'll see how it looks tonight.
So what I want to do now is, because there's a lot of people listening on the network that may listen to us out in La Crosse or Eau Claire or Madison or up in Menominee, Marinette, whatever, that have never been to a Herd game or they don't pay a lot of attention to it. So this is kind of an exposure thing for them. So kind of give us a rundown of your team. If I'm going to go out and buy jerseys, if I'm going to go out and say, hey, this is something that I want to follow, give me the rundown of your team coming into this season.
Well, in terms of personnel, we got a lot of young, really talented players. Like I said, we have four players that will be on our Herd roster throughout the year that played in the NBA last year that are all under 25 years old. So they're young, exciting prospects, trying right on the cusp of breaking into the NBA. So we've got some guys like that, guys like Luke May, who's national champion in North Carolina. Right. A lot of people recognize. But overall, we just got a lot of good, young, hungry players. They're excited. A lot of them, are close to making the league. And we got a competitive group that likes to come out and compete. And hopefully the fans will see that every night out here at Menominee Nation.
You were talking about the fan support, that this and Santa Cruz, the two buildings that everybody kind of wants to emulate. What has made this, other than maybe some, you know, Bucks fever in the state of Wisconsin, what has made this such a destination, not only for this area, but for those that are in the surrounding areas and around the state?
Well, I hope to get to know it better over the upcoming weeks and months, because I think some of it is still new to me. But I think the sports fandom in Wisconsin in general, people love their sports here. They're really passionate about it. I think that plays a big role in it. And just, you know, so many people I've gotten to meet and talk to in Oshkosh said just how excited they were that something like this would come to their community,
right,
and how excited they were to back it. And they have done that in spades up to this point. And so we want to kind of build on their excitement and their enthusiasm, and hopefully we can get some wins rolling going this year.
Coming into this situation, you talked about, you know, being relatively new, but you, I mean, rumor has it is because philosophically you kind of are on the same page as Bud. So if they're going to start to emulate and mold guys down here to be there, you kind of got I'm the young Bud. I'm not going to say that.
I'm
not going to step you into those shoes, but, you know, it's kind of like you philosophically speaking, you got a lot of the same thoughts.
Well,
there is a philosophy to the basketball game, whether it's you're an inside or an outside guy or a pick and roll guy or a triangle guy. I mean, there's a lot of different things, and rather than just saying I'm a head coach.
For sure. You know, when I came into the NBA as a 23-year-old intern, it was in Coach Bud's video room. And so it's where I learned the NBA game, terminology, all that type of stuff. So in the way I see the game and the language I speak is Bud's language to a degree. And getting to be – this is the third time now I've worked with him and his staff, and they're just so high level and attention to detail and their level of care. It's as good as I've seen around the NBA. And so – getting a chance to work with those guys, learn from them, pick little pieces when you can, has been a great experience. And I hope some of Bud's philosophies in coaching can trickle down through me. But we'll just try to do the best we can to give our group here the best chance they can to
succeed. Do you get a chance to work with Bud? I mean, I know you guys in proximity are relatively close. Do you get a chance to either go down there, or do you get a chance to talk with him or visit with him?
Yeah, so when I got hired, I spent the first 3 months basically in Milwaukee helping with their practices and training camp, things like that. We were fortunate enough to do our training camp at the Bucks facility in Milwaukee. So I felt very close to that staff and their group thus far. Now that we're up kind of on our own, it'll probably change a little bit. But I hope, catch games here and there, check in with them as much as I can so we can continue to keep implementing Bucks style, Bucks culture on the court.
How much do you think, or will he, in your opinion, check in with you? Because he's got his own thing going on, but this is also that cultivation ground, so to speak.
Yeah, I hope every now and then we get a chance to talk and sit down. Josh Longstaff is kind of my conduit to the coaching staff. We're in pretty constant communication, and he's got Bud's ear. So directly or indirectly, I talk to him probably every couple of days. But hopefully we catch up throughout the year. Hopefully he can get up to a game and come watch us play, too. That'd be cool.
Man, I appreciate it. Best of luck tonight, man. Okay.
Thank you so much.
There you go. That's Chase Buford, the head coach of the Wisconsin Herd. They get underway this evening, 7 o'clock is a tip time here at the Menominee Nation Arena.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.